The Juneau School District has spent at least $20,000 investigating and dealing with last May's hazing incident, where 7 incoming seniors paddled 6 incoming freshmen. The district took disciplinary action, which resulted in 1 student appeal. The school board will decide tonight, behind closed doors, what to do with the student grievance. As KTOO's Lisa Fu reports, the school district is trying to move forward proactively.
As an athlete at Juneau Douglas High School, junior John Scudder doesn't think hazing is an issue. He's been playing soccer and tennis since freshman year.
I think that it got carried away this one time, but I do not think it's a problem.
John says he hasn't noticed an uptick of anti-bullying or anti-hazing messages from his coaches or teachers since the paddling.
At the beginning of the sport, whatever it is, every student gets a talk about how bullying is not all right, drugs are not all right, just the standard talk about all the things that you can't do if you want to participate in these sports. And I think it's pretty standard every single year.
During the Juneau School Board's September meeting, State Education Commissioner Mike Hanley said athletic coaches are partly responsible for changing the culture of hazing. A couple weeks later, Juneau School District Superintendent Mark Miller says he met with around 80 middle and high school coaches and activity instructors during 2 closed meetings.
I made it clear, and everybody was on the same page before, I just reiterated that hazing and bullying is not acceptable and that coaches need to be proactive in stopping it and report it immediately if they find out that it's occurred.
The district is in discussions with Gonzalez Marketing, an advertising and media firm in Anchorage. Miller says the firm will train sports and activity staff on how to more effectively communicate with media, parents, and students. He says how staff represents the district is important.
All coaches have at one time or another said something that they, in retrospect, would take back or speak differently. And so this is just a way to get everybody together and do some practicing.
The district is also sending 2 staff members to Arizona for intensive training on restorative justice, an alternative to traditional punishments of suspension and expulsion. It focuses on promoting respect, taking responsibility, and strengthening relationships. Miller says the goal is to implement a restorative justice plan throughout the district.
Sending kids home from school as punishment has been shown to be terribly ineffective in both changing behavior and in improving the quality of education in the district.
The district never released who was punished for the May hazing incident or how they were disciplined due to student privacy rights. John Scudder says he doesn't need to know what the punishment was. As a student, he thinks the message on hazing is clear.
People have realized that, like, if you do it, you will get caught and that it's not all right.
He just wants everyone to focus on the positive.
I feel like there was an incident that was a problem, but that's in the past and that we can move on. And I think we've learned from it and that we can be a stronger community as a whole.
John will be a senior next year, and he plans to welcome the incoming class with the same respect and encouragement he received as a freshman. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.